It's our second in their shoe shows. Absolutely adore doing these. This is our remote one. We've got Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers on for it, but we've also got Mike Bancole, who got Leicester City as his team, to talk about what he would do as Leicester City technical director. There's a lot to do. It starts off with finding a manager. So, Mike, I will just hand the floor over to you. Let us know what you're doing with Leicester City.
Yeah, as you say, Neil, there's a lot to do here. And I think there's obviously constraints as well in terms of the PSR and, you know, potentially a points deduction coming in. So I think let's start off with the manager for me. And I think the manager is important. Also, we didn't want to lose Maresca. He's someone who did a really good job last season, playing a good brand of football, pretty much dominating the championship for the first two thirds and then kind of had a dip, but then recovered to come first. So I think for us, we want someone who plays a good brand of football, is smart and can work within our model, which generally, apart from maybe the last couple of years, has worked quite well. So we're going to go for perhaps an ambitious move for Graham Potter. And we think he's someone that in the long term has a good ceiling with us in terms of what he can achieve. And potentially this next season might not be the season where you go on to do special things, but this season is all about putting, for me, the building blocks in for the seasons to come. So this season, this job description is as simple as keep Leicester in the Premier League, right? And we build that solid foundation for subsequent seasons to come. And I think when it comes to what we're going to do this summer, a lot of it, again, is going to be dependent on outgoings, because we have to be very, very shrewd given the PSR and the charge on us at the moment. So we're going to be very, very Leicester City. Like Leicester City, everyone knows the story, 2015, with people like Mahrez and Kante, all these kind of smart signings we made in the past. So we're going to try and do something very similar this season, but we need to get rid of some dead wood first. We need to shift some of these guys who at the club who we don't need, and also they probably don't want to be around either. So we've already got rid of the likes of Iheanacho and Dennis Pratt and Albrighton, who've all seen their contracts expire. We're also going to try and recoup £55 million in outgoings from Harry Suter, Danny Ward, Luke Thomas, Daka, Christensen and Sumare. So roughly £55 million for all of those players. But also hoping of we have £8 to £10 million coming in for Maresca, the conversation as well. So that hopefully helps us as well. And in terms of incomings, what we want to do here is really be really shrewd and smart and operate in markets that we're quite familiar with. So the French market, some players from Belgium potentially as well. So we're going to try and see what we can do there.